بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی و نسلم علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا اللہ ان اللہ خبیر بما تعملون صدق اللہ العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الامی الکریم ونحن علی ذلك لمن الشاہدین والشاکرین والحمد للہ رب العالمین رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته Dear respected friends, elders, this verse of the Quran which I have just shared with you is a verse from Surah Al-Hashr, 28th juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O believers, اتقوا الله, adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to adopt the taqwa of Allah, after that Allah ta'ala has given us an easy method to adopt so that we can adopt the taqwa of Allah. If you do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you taqwa. اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Where Allah mentions it in another verse, He says, Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt the taqwa of Allah, and to do this, كونوا مع الصادقين. Spend time in the company of the pious servants of Allah. If you do this, taqwa will become easy for you. Same way in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, adopt the taqwa of Allah. And how does this taqwa become easy for us? Allah says, وَلْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, that each and every single soul, each and every single soul should contemplate and ponder and ask himself that what have I sent forth for tomorrow for the day of judgment. Allah ne hame is ayat mein hukm diya hai ki har aadmi is baat ko soche, is par gaur kare کہ کل قیامت کے دن کے لیے میں نے کیا آگے بھیجا ہے, کیا میں نے اچھے اچھے اعمال آگے بھیجے ہیں یا میں نے برے اعمال آگے بھیجے ہیں, کیا اگر ابھی میرا انتقال ہو جاتا, اگر ابھی میرا انتقال ہو جاتا تو کیا میں اپنے سامنے اچھے اچھے اعمال پاتا یا یہ میں برے اعمال پاتا. جب میرے اعمال تولے جائیں گے تو کیا دہنی جانب کا وزن یہ بڑھ جائے گا یا جو بہنی جانب کا وزن ہے اور سکیل ہے وہ بڑھ جائے گا. Allah is telling us that every single one of us, we should ask ourselves that am I sending good deeds for the day of judgment or am I sending forward evil deeds for the day of judgment. Allah, my dear friends, wants us to ask ourselves that if we were to die now, would we find abundance of good deeds in the hereafter, or would we find that we have sent forward abundance of evil deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants each and every single one of us to have this fikr, my dear friends, to have this concern for the hereafter, to have this concern that what have I really done for the hereafter? What have I really done for the hereafter? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, وَلْتَنْزُرُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Every single one of us should see what we have sent forward for the day of judgment. He said, no. Har aadmi is par ghor kare ke kal ke liye kya bheja hai. Kal. Aur ye Quran kab nazil hua hai? 1400 saal pehle ye Quran nazil hua hai. Lekin ye Quran, ye to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jab se hai, us waqt se maujood hai. Aur Allah ki koi ibtida nahi hai. To us waqt se ye aelan ho raha hai, کہ ہر آدمی اس پر غور کرے کہ اس نے کل کے لیے کیا بھیجا ہے. بھائی کل, 1400 سال پہلے بھی کل, کل تو کتنے زیادہ کل آگے ہے. لیکن فرمایا کہ نہیں, آخرت کے بنسبت, آخرت کے بنسبت جب ہم دیکھیں گے کہ آخرت کی مدت اتنی لمبی ہے تو پتہ چل جائے گا کہ یہ جو 1400 سال کی جو مدت ہے وہ بس کل ہی کی طرح ہے, کل ہی کی طرح ہے. My dear friends, Allah does not say that see what you have sent forward for the day of judgment. He says see what you have sent forward for tomorrow. Because Qiyamah is just as close to us, and it is just as close to 1430 years ago when this was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just as tomorrow is close to us today, my dear friends. And just as tomorrow is definitely going to come, similarly the Day of Judgment is definitely going to come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains to us, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. He said, who is the clever person and who is the foolish person? He said, the clever person is he who in this world, before tomorrow, before the Day of Judgment, in this world, he controls his base desires. The nafs is saying, go on to YouTube and look at this film. Go and listen to this music. The nafs is saying, go and flirt with this girl. Go and get into a relationship with this girl. The nafs is saying, go and just take some drug abuse. Intoxicate yourself. Your nafs is taking you towards all types of sin. But the clever person, he says, ya, how much do I have to be patient? Qiyamah is coming tomorrow anyway. My death is coming soon anyway. Let me just control myself today. And instead, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He works hard for that time which is to come in the hereafter. He invests for that time which is to come after his death. So before his death, he is controlling himself. And for that period coming after his death, he is sending an investment forward so that he can be successful tomorrow. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the foolish person, bewakoof aadmi kaun hai? Ye bas jo bhi gunah ka khyal aata hai, kar leta hai. Iska khyal aata hai, kar leta hai. Badnazri ka khyal aata hai, kar leta hai. Galat cheeze dekhne ka khyal aata hai, kar leta hai. یہ جو بھی غلط خیال آتا ہے یا اس کو کر لیتا ہے یہ کہتا ہے کہ یار کوئی حرج نہیں, اللہ معاف کر دے گا, کوئی حرج نہیں, اللہ تو بڑے رحیم ہے. تو فرمایا کہ یہ آدمی اللہ پر بڑی بڑی امیدیں باندھ رہا ہے, لیکن اس امید کے مطابق, جیسے کہ ہم یہ کہتے ہیں, میرے شیخ یہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم لوگ یہ مانتے ہیں یا نہیں کہ اللہ رازق ہے, بتاؤ, مانتے ہیں, لیکن کیا ہم سب رزق تلاش کرنے کے لیے نکلتے ہیں یا نہیں؟ ہم سب یہ نہیں کہتے کہ اللہ رازق ہے لیکن ہمیں بھی کچھ کرنا پڑے گا. اسی طرح ہم کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ غفور, اللہ رحیم ہے, اللہ عفو ہے, لیکن اس مغفرت کو اٹریکٹ کرنے کے لیے کچھ نہ کچھ کرنا پڑے گا میرے دوستو. وی سے, پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, ہو از دا فولش پرسن, ہی وٹ ایور سن ہی فیلز لائک ڈوئنگ ہی ڈز اٹ. Whatever sin comes to mind, he does it. And then he says, oh, don't worry, Allah will forgive me anyway. Don't worry, Allah is the most merciful anyway. I'll just do this sin, it doesn't matter, Allah will forgive me anyway. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a foolish person. Foolish person. He is not doing no good deeds, and to justify it, he is saying, don't worry, Allah will forgive me. And I was saying that my respected Shaykh, he says, we all say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq. He is the sustainer. But we do something to go out and look for our sustenance. Similarly, we all say Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Afu, and Allah Ta'ala is Ghafir. Allah will forgive our sins, Allah is the most merciful. He says, we have to actually try and do something so that we can attract the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. My dear friends, the verse is telling us that, oh man, you have got a very, very big exam coming in the hereafter. And you know how your examination has been going in the world. Your tests are coming tomorrow. You know how you have been sitting the exam. When you are concerned now that it looks very, very difficult, that the result I am going to get, then worry about your own exam. Worry about your own exam. Hum log dunya mein kya karte hain mere dosto? Hamari namaz ka koi thikana nahi. Main dekhta hoon. Kaise kaise hum ruku karte hain. Kaise kaise takbir ula ke liye hum haath uthate hain. کیسے کیسے ایسی نماز پڑھتے جیسے کہ کوئی پرندہ دانے اٹھانے کے لیے نیچے جا رہا ہے. نماز کا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں. جب نماز کا ٹھکانہ نہیں تو پتہ نہیں زکوٰۃ ہم کس طرح حساب لگاتے ہیں, پتہ نہیں حج عمرے کا ہمارا کیا ٹھکانہ ہے, پتہ نہیں یہ روزوں کا کیا کیا ٹھکانہ ہے. میرے دوستوں, خود کا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے, لیکن کہتے رہتے کہ یار فلاں دیکھو نا, وہ تو ایسا گناہ میں مبتلا ہے, یا اس کو دیکھو نا وہ تو ایسا کام کرتا ہے, یا فلاں آدمی ہمیشہ ایسا کرتا رہتا ہے, کب اس کی طرف, اس کی طرف, اس کی طرف, سب کی طرف انگلی اٹھتی ہے. علماء کرام فرماتے ہیں کہ جب تم دوسروں کی طرف ایک انگلی اٹھاتے ہو تو تین انگلی آپ کی طرف ہے. تو جب تم دوسروں کے اندر ایک عیب تلاش کرتے ہو تو خود اپنے اندر تین تین عیب تلاش کرو میرے دوستو. My dear friends, when we know that we've got such a difficult exam we are giving right now and we don't know what the results will be like tomorrow, do we have time to look for sins in other people? Do we have time to look for faults in other people? That student who knows that I'm going to fail my exams in madrasa, because my nahwa exam, I know I did rubbish. My sarf exam, I know I did rubbish. My mantiq exam, I know I did rubbish. My Arabic exam, I know I did rubbish. My this exam, I know I did rubbish. He knows that he's going to fail, my dear friends. Is he going to go around saying in the class, bhai tu kaisa aadmi hai, imtihan ke liye taiyari nahi kar raha hai. Bhai tu kaisa aadmi hai, tu nahwa ke liye padh nahi raha hai. Jab isko pata hai, mere khud ka koi thikana nahi, to main kyun dusron ko kehne ke liye jaun? جو ہسپیٹل میں جاتا ہے اپنی بیماری لے کر, اس کو کس کی فکر ہوتی ہے؟ کیا وہ ہر بیڈ کے پاس جاتا ہے یہ پوچھ رہا ہے کہ آپ کی کیا بیماری ہے, چلو میں آپ کی خدمت کے لیے آیا ہوں؟ یا وہ مریض خود اپنا مرض کا اور اپنی بیماری کی فکر کرتا رہتا ہے؟ بتائیں میرے دوستو. When my dear friends, some student, he's in university, he's in college, and he knows the exams I am giving in college right now, every single paper I have done rubbish, I have not performed properly. And he knows that the result I'm going to get is going to be a D, going to be a E, is going to be a very, very bad result. When he knows this, that is he going to start looking at other students and saying, oh, you are not doing this properly, you are not doing this properly? He knows that when I will get my result, everybody will say, you weren't on track yourself. Why were you coming and worrying about everybody else? Why didn't you worry about studying for your own exam? When we go with an illness to the doctor, my dear friends, do we go to the doctor and ask that, oh, the patient who came before me, what was wrong with him? Why is this wrong with him? Or that person who is waiting in the waiting room, whoa, what is he up to? Or that when we go to the hospital because of an illness, do we go to this bed and say, oh, what's wrong with him? Let me go and check him out. We are always in the hospital saying, when is the doctor going to check me? Because I am worried about my illness. My dear friends, we all have a very, very big exam we are giving right now. And if we do good, we will pass and get our book of deeds in our right hand. And if we fail, then we'll get our book of deeds in the left hand and we'll have to go in the fire of Jahannam. When we are sitting such a difficult exam, why do we keep finding faults in other people? Why do we keep saying, he is like this and he is like this? And oh, masjid mein, woh admi aisa hai, woh admi aisa hai. Ya mere flat mein, woh admi aisa hai, woh admi aisa hai. Arey bhai, tu apne aap ko to dekh. اپنے آپ کو تو دیکھ. علماء say, when you point one finger at others, then see three fingers are pointing towards yourself. You have more faults in yourself than other people, my dear friends. جس کو آخرت کی فکر ہو جاتی ہے وہ دوسروں کے عیوب تلاش نہیں کرتا ہے, بلکہ جس کو آخرت کی فکر ہو جاتی ہے وہ سمجھتا ہے کہ میں آخرت کے اعتبار سے بڑی ناکامی کی طرف جا رہا ہوں, بڑی فیلیر کی طرف میں جا رہا ہوں. لہٰذا جب بھی اپنی زندگی میں کوئی خیر دیکھتا ہے تو یہی کہتا ہے, یہ نہیں کہتا ہے کہ میں اس کا مستحق ہوں, یہ تو میرا حق ہے. یہ کہتا ہے کہ یار جو بھی آ رہا ہے یہ اللہ کا فضل و کرم ہے, یہ لوگ ہماری طرف محبت سے دیکھتے ہیں, یہ اللہ کا فضل و کرم ہے, یہ اللہ کی ستاری ہے, اللہ کی ستاری ہے. اور جب بھی اپنی زندگی میں کوئی بری بات پیش آتی ہے, کوئی بیماری آ جاتی ہے, کوئی خاندان میں کوئی انتقال کر جاتا ہے, بزنس نہیں چل رہا ہے, تو وہ یہی کہتے ہیں کہ یار حق تو یہ کہا کہ سب کچھ ختم ہو جاتا, لیکن چلو اللہ کا فضل ہے کہ بس اتنا ہی ہوا ہے, اللہ کا فضل ہے کہ اتنا ہی ہوا ہے. My friends, when we get real concern for the hereafter and we understand that the direction I am going in, it does not look too good, I do not think I will be successful. This person in the world, he does not take pride over anything. Rather, anything good he sees, he humbles himself and he realizes, I do not deserve this good. He realizes, I do not deserve this good. But it is the fadl of Allah. It is the generosity of Allah. It is the kind nature of Allah that Allah has given this to me. And whenever anything bad comes in their life, then what do they say, my dear friends? They don't start saying, why did Allah do this to me? Why did Allah do this to me? یہ نہیں کہ شکایت نہیں کرتے کہ کیوں مجھ پر ایسا ہوتا ہے, کیوں میری فیملی کو ایسا ہو رہا ہے, کیوں میرے بچے کو ایسا ہو گیا ہے. وہ یہی کہتے ہیں کہ بھائی حق تو یہی تھا کہ اللہ پورے بچے کو لے جاتے, لیکن چلو اتنا ہے کہ اللہ نے بس اس کو کینسر دیا ہے, اس سے زیادہ نہیں دیا ہے. یہ ہمیشہ یہی سوچتے ہیں کہ ہم تو اس سے ورس کے ڈیزرونگ ہے, لیکن اللہ نے فضل فرمایا ہے. My dear friends, once If I remember correctly, Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu. Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, in one day, or he got an illness basically. When he got an illness, then it was said, I can't remember fully, but I'll tell you the gist of it. That it was said that his leg will have to be amputated. His leg will have to be cut off. So, the operation took place. The leg was cut off. People started to come to visit him. But when people came to visit him, one of his sons, they also fell down from somewhere and his son also passed away as well. His son also passed away. Ek din mein do itne bade imtihan ke ek aadmi ke char bade uzv hote hain, do haath, do pair hote hain. Us mein se ek pura cut gaya. Ab chalna kitna mushkil ho gaya hoga. Aur apne char beto mein se ek ka intikal ho gaya. Ye char bete ye unke liye ek support hai. Aur ek ka intikal ho gaya. To jab log unki iyadat ke liye aaye, ke ya wo hazrat ko milne ke liye aaye, to log kehne lage ke yaar wo Allah taala aapko sabr de, ye hum bhi samajhte hain bade sadme ki baat hai, aapka itna zyada nuksan ho gaya. To kya farmaya, Allah taala ka shukr hai, Allah taala ka shukr hai ke char uz mein se sirf ek hi liya, warna to Allah taala haq to ye tha ke sab le lete. Char uz mein se sirf ek hi liya, warna haq to ye tha ke sab le lete. اور چار بیٹوں میں سے صرف ایک ہی لیا, ورنہ یہ اللہ کا ہے, حق تو یہ تھا کہ سب لے لیتے. دیکھو, ابو عثمان الحیری رحمت اللہ علیہ, once he was walking, he was a pious person, famous person. Once he was walking and somebody threw rubbish out of their windows. And this is against adab. This is against adab al-muashra that somebody throws something out of their window. This is not the way you dispose your rubbish. But all of that rubbish fell down on Abu Usman al-Hiyari rahmatullahi alayh. As he saw all of this coming down and it fell on him, immediately went into sajda and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. Rubbish is coming down on him. He's getting into sajda, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked him that, Hazrat, you should have knocked on the door and informed them. You should have shouted at the window and said, why are you throwing this down? He said, Oh my beloved ones, I praised Allah that He only sent down this much. Main is par Allah ka shukriya ada kar raha hoon ke itna phenka aur bas waha bas kiya, warna haq to ye tha ke aasman se azab utar aata mujh par, mujhe khatam kar deta. Allah, what did he say? Then I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He only sent down this much and He stopped after that. Otherwise, it was the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And me, I am such a bad servant. It was deserving for me that stones came down and punishment came down from the skies and would have finished me off. But these people had fikr for the hereafter, my dear friends. When they had fikr, any bad they would see, they wouldn't say it's his fault and his fault and his fault. They would associate that evil to himself. Hum bure hai, hum na laik hai, isliye ye ho raha hai. Aur aaj hum musalmanon ka culture kya ho gaya hai? بالکل یہ نہیں دیکھتے کہ ہمارا اللہ کے ساتھ کیسا تعلق ہے. ہم اللہ کی صبح شام کتنی نافرمانیاں کرتے ہیں, لیکن ہم یہی کہتے ہیں کہ فلاں ملک ہم مسلمانوں پر ظلم کر رہا ہے, فلاں لوگ ہم مسلمانوں پر ظلم کر رہے ہیں, فلاں لوگ ایسا کر رہے ہیں, فلاں لوگ ایسا کر رہے ہیں. میرے دوست, ہم یہ نہیں دیکھتے کہ ہم اللہ کے حق میں کتنی زیادہ حق تلفی کر رہے ہیں. Now it's so easy to blame other people, my dear friends. It's so easy to say, oh, Muslims are suffering around the world because of him. And Muslims are suffering around the world because of this superpower. And because of this country. And because of this prime minister. But we don't ever say that because today we are disobeying Allah, that is our brothers, this is why our brothers and sisters are suffering all around the world today. Humne jab Allah ko naraz kar liya, isliye Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apna azab bhej rahe hai. Lekin ye humare kaun bhai, apne andar, hum to Mr. Perfect hai. ہم تو مسٹر پرفیکٹ ہیں, ہمارے اندر کوئی نقص ہی نہیں ہے. جب کوئی نقص ہی نہیں ہے تو پھر ہم کب اپنے اندر عیب تلاش کرنے کے لیے جائیں گے؟ ون ویری ویری پائس سینٹ, ہی گاٹ سک اینڈ وین ہی گاٹ سک ہی واز ناٹ ایبل ٹو ریلیو ہم سیلف ان دا ٹوائلٹ اینی مور, ہی واز ناٹ ایبل ٹو پاس یورائن اینی مور. سو ون آف ہز مسلیز, ہی واز دا امام, ہی واز دا شیخ, ون آف ہز مریض, ون آف ہز مسلیز کیم ٹو وزٹ ہم اینڈ ہی سیڈ, حضرت از ایوری تھنگ اوکے؟ ہی سیڈ, everything is okay, but what can I say? I am being punished by Allah. Sheikh, you? Such a pious person? You are being punished by Allah? He said, yes. All my life I have been doing nashukri. All my life I have been ungrateful to Allah. What did he say? You and I would say, oh yeah, everything's okay, but you know, what can I say? You know, urine problem, and you know, it's come from some illness, and you know, I will sort this out. We will never ever think that this illness has come. We will just say, oh, it's just natural, or it's age related, or doctor said this, doctor said this. He did not say, oh, doctor said this, doctor said this. He did not say, oh, because I'm becoming old, this is why it has happened. He analyzed his life thoroughly. And he thought thoroughly that where did I go wrong in my life that this could have come. And then he realized, and then he told this person, all my life I was able to pass urine with ease. Allahu Akbar. All my life, whenever my digestive system, my filtering system would filter the urine, automatically my body would let my brain know that now you need to go to the toilet to relieve yourself. We could be in the deepest of sleeps. We could be in the deepest of sleep. But our body will wake us up all of a sudden and tell us, now you need to go to the toilet. He said, all my life I was able to go to the toilet with ease. I would go, I would relieve myself without any difficulty. But not a single time did I say to Allah that, oh Allah, I thank you for this great bounty. Never in my life did I say, oh Allah, I thank you for this great bounty. So he said, today, because I have been ungrateful to Allah, Allah has put me through this difficulty. Kaise log the mere dosto, jab bhi koi bura kaam hota tha apni zindagi mein, jab bhi koi negative cheez pesh aati thi, to apne andar khud wo aib talash karte the. So my dear friends, the Quranic verse is telling us that let us have some concern for the hereafter. And our concern should be so much that instead of finding faults in other people, and instead of when other people come to talk to us about other people's faults, we should say, yeah, leave it. He's such a good person, he's only got one fault inside. Such a good person, he's only got two faults inside. I know how many faults I've got inside my life. I've not got time to worry about him. My dear friends, جب ایک آدمی کو اپنی آخرت کی فکر ہو جاتی ہے تو ایک ایک عمل اس کی زندگی میں کتنا قیمتی ہو جاتا ہے. When a person has fikr for his hereafter, every single عمل becomes so valuable in his eyes. حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ, the incident is long, but when Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم taught the تسبیح فاطمی that before you go to sleep, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, Allah will take care of your needs. When he taught this tasbih to Fatima and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they continued to pray until Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu reached very, very later stage. Latest, many, many years went by in his life. Somebody asked him that, you know that wazifa, that tasbih Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you, are you still practicing it? He said, Alhamdulillah, till today, every single night in my life, I've held on to this amal. Kyunki akhirat ki fikr thi mere dost. I held on to this amal. So he said, oh, Hazrat Ali. And this is obviously, you know, Hazrat Ali, he had to go through war as well. So somebody asked him that even in Laylatul Siffin was a very, very difficult night. And they were war stricken and they did not even have time to rest and sleep that day. He said, even in Laylatul Siffin, he said, Alhamdulillah, even in Laylatul Siffin, I did not let go of this amal. I did not let go of this amal. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, my dear friends, at the time of Karbala, when the Syrian army were attacking them so badly, fountains of blood were coming out from the Muslim bodies. They were cutting off Muslim heads and putting them at the top of their spears. Such a bad time. So he called Hazrat Hussein, called Hazrat Zuhair rahmatullahi alayh. He had three flag bearers. Abbas radiallahu anhu was in the middle. On the right hand side, the flag bearer was Habib rahmatullahi alayh. On the left hand side, it was Zuhair rahmatullahi alayh. So he told Zuhair, come here. He told Zuhair, come here. Look, the sun is starting to come down now. Sun is starting to come down. Zuhr time is about to end. Asr is about to start. We have not offered our Zuhr salat yet. We have not offered our Zuhr salat. So he said, go and tell the opposition that, look, give us a break. And in war, when you used to ask for a break, people would give the break. People would say, okay, everybody go back to the time now. When it's time to fight, we'll come and fight again. But when it's time to break, they weren't cowards that, oh, when everyone's resting, we'll go and attack them. No, they were brave people when they would get into fights. But the enemy, it was so severe that day, they said, you know what? Request whatever you want. We're not going to stop for a single moment. Request whatever you want, we are not going to step for a single moment. And what happened that night? That night, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu fell asleep. He fell asleep and he woke up with a smile on his face. Woke up with a smile. And who is Hussein radiallahu anhu? Sayyida shababi ahlil jannah. The leaders of the youngsters of Jannah will be Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. Who is he? Sayyid. Grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He could have easily said, yeah, we've got no choice. We'll pray our zuhr afterwards. Just that night, what happened? He fell asleep. For a few minutes when he woke up with a smile. His sister, Zainab radiallahu anha, asked that, oh, Hussein, why are you smiling for? War is happening outside. We've got such a difficult day ahead of us. Why are you smiling for? Kya farmaya? Kya farmaya? Ke bhai, nana ji khab mein aaye the. Nana jaan khab mein aaye the. Aur ye farmaya ke nawase lene ke liye aaya hoon. Aaj tumhe lene ke liye aaya hoon. Tumhe bada khush ho gaya. तो जिस आदमी को जन्नत की इतनी गारंटी मिल गई थी मेरे दोस्तों, तो वो फिर क्यों नमाज की फिक्र करता? वो कहता कि भाई चलो, हमारे पास उज़र है, ज़ोहर की नमाज हम असर में असर के वक्त पढ़ लेंगे. लेकिन नहीं, जितनी सख्त और शदीद जंग चल रही थी, उस जंग के अंदर भी क्या फरमाया कि भाई आधा लश्कर नमाज की फिक्र कर ले, आधा लश्कर जंग करते रहे, वो नमाज पढ़ लेंगे, वो आगे आ जाए, हम नमाज पढ़ने के लिए चले जाएंगे. एक एक नमाज मेरे दोस्तों, एक एक अमल जिसको आखिरत की फिक्र हो जाती है, एक एक अमल उसके सामने कितना अहम हो जाता है. सो दिस इज व्हाट यू कॉल कंसर्न फॉर द हेयरआफ्टर. हजरत हुसैन, ही वाज गारंटीड जन्नत माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, बट स्टिल इन दैट ब्लडशेड वॉर, इन दैट ब्लडशेड वॉर, ही सेड दैट ओके फाइन, व्हाट वी विल डू, हाफ आवर आर्मी दे फाइट द एनिमी एंड वी विल गो एंड प्रे नमाज, एंड व्हेन वी कम फॉर टू फाइट द एनिमी देन यू गो एंड प्रे नमाज. दे हैड फिक्र. Hazrat Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu, companion, he says, kuntu abitu ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I used to spend the nights with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to do his khidmah. I used to get his wuzu water, warm it up for him, put it for him. When he would go for istinja, I would put the water for him. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became really happy that my sahabi is doing so much khidmat for me. So he said, what do you want? Ask. He said, sal, ask and I will give you whatever you want. Ask. बहुत खुश हो गए. कभी कभार मुरीद, कभी कभार शागिर अपने शेख की, अपने उस्ताद की ऐसी खिदमत कर लेते हैं, उस्ताद ऐसे कहते हैं कि भाई अब आज आपको जो कुछ चाहिए हम आपको दे देंगे. और आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के लिए तो उहुद पहाड़ सोने में ये मिल सकता था, तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की कितनी दुआएं कबूल हो सकती थी. तो उसने क्या कहा सहाबी ने, अस्अलुका मुराफकतका फिल जन्नत, कहा कि भाई ये एक मौका है, मौका है कि हजरत का दिल हमारी तरफ माइल है, हजरत का दिल दुआओं से लबरेज है. यह एक मौका है कि मैं आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से भाई दुनियावी कोई चीज नहीं पूछने. यह फरमाया कि या रसूल अल्लाह, मैं ये नेमत चाहता हूं कि कल कियामत के दिन मुझे आपकी रिफाकत मिल जाए, आपकी दोस्ती मिल जाए, आपकी सोहबत मिल जाए. फरमाया कि अरे भाई, ये तो बहुत बड़ी चीज है, कुछ और मांग, ये तो बहुत बड़ी चीज़ है, बड़ा मुश्किल काम है, ये मेरे कब्जे में नहीं है, मेरी कुदरत में नहीं है, कोई और कुछ और मांग. तो फरमाया कि नहीं, बल हुआ जाक, मुझे तो वही चाहिए. तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने क्या फरमाया कि फ़ाइन्नी अला ज़ालिका बिकसरति सुजूद, ठीक है, अगर आपको ये चाहिए तो मैं भी दुआ करूँगा, लेकिन आपको खुद अमल करना पड़ेगा. आप इस सवाल पर, आप इस दरख्वास्त पर खुद आप मेरी मदद कीजिए बहुत ज्यादा इबादत और बहुत ज्यादा सजदा करने से. यानी मैं भी दुआ करूंगा, लेकिन अगर आपको वही चाहिए आखिरत में, तो खुद आपको फिक्र करनी पड़ेगी, खुद आपको इबादत करनी पड़ेगी. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this khadim, he said, I used to spend the nights with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I used to prepare his wuzu water for him, his sinja water for him. One day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became really happy with me. When he became happy, he said, ask, what do you want? I will give it to you. And he was asking about anything from the dunya. What do you want? I will give it to you. He said, oh Rasulullah, I want your companionship tomorrow on the day of judgment. In the akhirat, in jannat, I want to be close to you in jannat. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yaar, ask for something else. This is obviously something too much. Something difficult. Ask for something less. Ask for something else. He said, no, I want this, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain to him? Fine. I will make dua, but you also help me. You also help me by carrying out excessive sujood and excessive ibadat. You will have to do the worship yourself, and then my duas will also help. So if we have concern, my dear friends, we will have to do some amal. We have to change this lifestyle we are living in, that, oh, I am perfect, I don't need to worry about myself, everybody else is bad and I am the best person. We need to change this lifestyle, my dear friends. So the verse is telling us, keep on asking ourselves, if I was to die today, where would I end up? Would I end up in Jannah? Would I end up in Jahannam? Look at my akhlaq, look at my worship, look at my mu'amalat, look at my transactions. I am engrossed and I'm engaged in interest dealings, in mortgage, in all sorts of haram dealings. Will I really be successful in the court of Allah? I'm violating the rights of the people around me. I'm disrespecting others. I harbor in my heart hatred for others. I harbor in my heart jealousy for others. Big illnesses in our hearts, my dear friends. If we go like this to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, keep on asking yourself that, will I be successful tomorrow or not? Will I be successful tomorrow or not? Muhasaba kara. Every day ask yourself, what good did I do today? What bad did I do today? What good you did, do shukr, say to Allah, Allah, give me the tawfiq to do it again tomorrow. Whatever evil you did, do tawbah on it, do istighfar on it. Make a firm intention to change your life. I will finish on one account of a very pious person. Inshallah, Allah through his barakah will make us pious as well. Rabi' ibn Khuthaym rahmatullahi alayh. His ma'mool was, his habit was, every day he would get a blank piece of paper and a pen. And whatever he would say, he would write it down. Whatever he would say, he would write it down. I got into a conversation with Ibrahim. I got into a conversation with Ismail. I got into a conversation with Zubair. For him, I spoke for 2 minutes. For him, I spoke for 1 minute. For him, I spoke for 5 minutes. And at the end of the day, he would look at that paper and say, did I talk excessively anywhere? Maine koi ghibat to nahi ki? Maine koi had se zyada baat to nahi ki? मैंने अपनी बात में कोई झूठ तो नहीं बोला? मैंने अपनी बात में किसी का दिल तो नहीं तोड़ा? हर रोज अपना मुहासबा लेते थे मेरे दोस्तों. जो आखिरत के लोग होते हैं वो ऐसे होते हैं. तो एक आदमी जिन्होंने 20 साल रबी इब्ने खुसैम के साथ वक्त गुजारा, वो फरमाते हैं कि 20 साल में मैंने उनके मुंह से कोई ऐसा लफ्ज नहीं सुना जिसकी उनकी कल पकड़ हो सकती थी. बहुत परफेक्टली ये बात करते थे, बस जितनी जरूरत थी इतनी ही बात करते थे. देयर वाज वन मैन, एवरी डे इन द मॉर्निंग ही वुड गेट अ पीस ऑफ पेपर एंड अ पेन, एंड व्हाटएवर ही वुड टॉक अबाउट इन द डे ही वुड राइट इट डाउन. He would write it down. And every night he would analyze it, that whatever I was talking about today, I hope I have not lied. I hope I have not sworn. I hope I have not done ghibah of anybody. And every day he would analyze his speech for the day. He became so perfect in speech, my dear friends. He would make sure he would only talk when necessary, only how much was necessary. As somebody who spent 20 years with him told somebody else afterwards, that Rabi' ibn Khuthaym, I spent 20 years with him. Not a single time did he say something that tomorrow he will be punished for on the Day of Judgment. People who have concern for the Akhirah, they are like this, my dear friends. I will end our talk here. Jazakumullah khairan. We have spent some good time together, some good bayanat we have spent together. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives you the tawfiq. He gives me the tawfiq, more importantly as well, my friends. You know, I request you to make special dua for me. I know maybe I can just share with you a few talks, but I know where I stand when it comes to my amal. So make dua for me as well, inshallah. And you people as well, don't just limit it to bayans, my dear friends. In bayans, we tell you that, look, this is what you call, this is, we need to pray our namaz properly. Now it's your responsibility to go and find an alim and say to him, let me pray namaz in front of you. Can you ensure that I am praying it right? You ask him that, I think I am a bit doubtful about my wuzu. You ask him, and brothers do come. When we talk about haram earning, halal earning, they come and they ask that, this is my business schedule. And many times I've said to you that, look, a lot of your finance systems are different than us. And even in UK, I say when people come and ask me about finance questions, many a times I refer them to other ulama, other muftis, others who are specialists in that field. So don't think you can say to Allah tomorrow and say, oh, I asked Malvi Sahib and Malvi Sahib said, look, you have to go and find a proper mufti and ask him. Go and do it now. You're not absolved of this responsibility just by saying that, okay, yeah, you know, okay, I will go and ask. Go and ask, my dear friends. Don't just limit it that, okay, we've heard this is wrong, okay. No, have some concern about it now. Take it to the next step. So many times I told you that, look, we need to nurture our children. And I told you as well, don't just say, oh yes, I need to nurture my child. Go and find out, how do I nurture my children? Where am I going wrong? Go and seek advice and rectify the problem, my dear friends. So don't just leave this to the, okay, bayan, oh, very nice bayan today. Oh, mashallah, we got some fikr in the bayan. No, the fikr that was pumped into your heart, go and take advantage of this fikr now. Ulama come, ulama go. Ulama come, they enlighten our dead hearts, my dear friends. Before that light dies down again, it is our responsibility to build on that now. To build on that. And you have got very, very good ulama in your locality. Don't just think, oh, good ulama are those who come from outside. You have got good, good ulama in your locality. We've got Mufti Ismail Sahib over here, Mawlana Muhammad Sahib, Mawlana Imran Sahib, Mawlana Junaid Sahib, and so many other ulama in this masjid. Benefit from them. Benefit from them, benefit from their company, benefit from their piety, benefit from their knowledge, my dear friends. It is not good that when a mehman, when an alim comes from outside, everybody listens to him, gives him attention. I can take qasam on this, my dear friends, that in knowledge, in practice, in piety, Mawlana Imran is so much better than me. So if you respect me so much, listen to me so much, benefit from me so much, double you should benefit from Mawlana Imran and the other ulama over here. I can take qasam on this and say to you. So, benefit from your local ulama as well. And this fikr which is being broadcasted to you and spread to you, my dear friends, take advantage of it. And lastly, our mehman has come from England today, alhamdulillah. He's Mawlana Zahid Patel Sahib. He's young. He has also studied in Leicester as well, where I have also studied. But he's from one of those ustads that, although being from outside Leicester, he used to live in London, but although being from outside Leicester, he was requested to settle down in Leicester and teach in the madrasa. This is something very, very big. That the madrasa already has many ustads, but now this mansab was taught that was requested that, no, you stay over here and you teach over here. And he teaches good, good kitabs, my dear friends. Big kitabs of fiqh, big kitabs of tafsir, and very, very knowledgeable, mashallah. He's in charge of the library in our madrasa as well, Mawlana Muhammad Salim Durat Sahib's madrasa. In this madrasa, he's in charge of the library as well. And Mawlana is very, very wise as well. So what problems you have, what issues you have, go, speak to him. He's not my ustad, but I take him as my ustad. This is how much I look up to him. He's not my ustad, but I take him as my ustad. This should be enough for you to understand how much his knowledge is and wisdom is and piety is. So benefit from him, inshallah. He will be sitting in 10 days itikaf. If you can't do 10 days, then whenever the programs are coming regularly, then come and sit, inshallah. He is your mehman, so we must do ikram of our mehman. We'll make a very short dua. I need to run to the airport now because the flight is very, very soon. So inshallah, after the dua, I'll just say salam and inshallah, we start going, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر لنا جدنا وهزلنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا إله العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله تو مغفرتك محمد فرما يا الله مغفرتك عشرة چل رہا ہے يا الله کل بھی عشرہ ختم ہو جائے گا اے اللہ اس عشرے کے ختم ہونے سے پہلے اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما اے اللہ بھرپور مغفرت فرما اے اللہ ہم جانتے ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں اے اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں لیکن اے اللہ ہم جائیں تو کس کے پاس جائے اے اللہ ہم جائیں تو کس کا دروازہ کھٹکھٹائے اے اللہ تو ہمارے لیے اپنا دروازہ کھول دے اے اللہ توبہ کا دروازہ کھول دے اے اللہ ہماری توبہ قبول فرما اے اللہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہمارا شمار ان لوگوں میں کر دے جن کی مغفرت اس رمضان مبارک میں ہو چکی ہے اے اللہ مغفرت کی بارش میں اے اللہ مغفرت کی بارش ہم پر برسا دے اے الہ العالمین ہمارے گناہ بھی معاف فرما اے اللہ وہ گناہ معاف فرما اے اللہ جو ہم نے جان بوجھ کے کیے ہیں اے اللہ وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما جو ہم نے غلطی سے کیے ہیں اے اللہ وہ گناہ معاف فرما جو اللہ ہم نے سب کے سامنے کیے ہیں اے اللہ وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما جو بند دروازوں کے پیچھے پردوں کے پیچھے اللہ ہم گناہ میں مبتلا ہوتے تھے اے اللہ ہمارے سب گناہ معاف فرما اے اللہ چھوٹے چھوٹے گناہ بھی معاف فرما اے اللہ بڑے بڑے گناہ بھی معاف فرما، اے اللہ سچی توبہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ زندگی بدلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے الہ العالمین اے اللہ ہمارے والدین کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے بھائی بہن اے اللہ ہمارے بچوں کے، اے اللہ سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے اللہ آج اے اللہ تو تیرا عذاب پوری امت پر یا اللہ تو نازل کر رہا ہے، کیونکہ ہم مسلمانوں نے آپ کے احکام کا خیال نہیں رکھا ہے، اے اللہ دین اسلام کا خیال نہیں رکھا ہے، اے اللہ تمام امت مسلمہ کو توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ اپنی زندگی کو بدلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ایمان و اسلام کی قدر پہچاننے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ پوری امت کو ایک و نیک بنا دے، اے اللہ پوری امت کو یا اللہ تو اتفاق اتحاد نصیب فرما، اے اللہ پوری امت کو محبت سے رہنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ جو غیر مسلم ہیں اے اللہ تو ان کو بھی کلمہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمیں ان کے ایمان کا ذریعہ بنا دے، اے الہ العالمین یا اکرم الاکرمین اس ملک میں اے اللہ اور اے اللہ پوری دنیا میں ہم سب مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ آج بہت فتنے کا دور ہے، اے اللہ قسم قسم کے لوگ اے اللہ پاک اسلام میں داخل ہونے کے بعد اے اللہ اسلام سے نکل رہے ہیں، اے اللہ کتنے اولاد ہے اللہ آج ارتداد کی طرف چلے گئے ہیں، اللہ یہ دین کو چھوڑ چکے ہیں، اے اللہ یہ سب کو باہر سے وہی بتاتے ہیں کہ ہم مسلمان ہیں، لیکن اللہ ذہنی طور پر یہ بچے مرتد ہو چکے ہیں، اے اللہ تو ہم سب کے بچوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے اولاد کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ نوجوان نسل کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ جس طرح بچہ گر جاتا ہے ماں اس کو بڑی محبت سے اٹھا لیتی ہے، ماں اس کو بڑی محبت سے گود میں لیتی ہے، اپنے سینے سے لگاتی ہے، اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنی گود میں لے لے، اے اللہ ہم سب بھی گر چکے ہیں، اے اللہ گناہوں میں گر چکے ہیں، اے اللہ تو اپنی گود میں ہمیں اٹھا لے، اے اللہ اپنے سینے سے ہمیں لگا دے، اے اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ ہماری جانوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ مسلمانان عالم پر رحم فرما، اے اللہ پوری امت مظلومیت سے گزر رہی ہے، اللہ کتنی اولاد اپنے والدین سے دور ہو چکے ہیں، اے اللہ کتنی عورتیں بیوہ ہو چکی ہیں، اے اللہ کتنے خاندان بے گھر ہو چکے ہیں، اے اللہ یہ سب ہمارے برے اعمال کی وجہ سے، یہ سب ہمارے شامت اعمال کی وجہ سے ہو رہا ہے، اللہ تو معاف فرما، اللہ تو معاف فرما، اللہ تو معاف فرما، اے اللہ رمضان آتا ہے رمضان جاتا ہے، اللہ رمضان کہ آنے سے پہلے بڑی بڑی امیدیں ہوتی ہیں، لیکن اے اللہ پاک رمضان اس طرح گزر جاتا ہے کہ ناقدری سے گزر جاتا ہے، اے اللہ لمحات، اے اللہ اتنی مبارک لمحات کو ہم ضائع کر دیتے ہیں، اور اللہ رمضان کے بعد ہم وہی ہوتے ہیں جہاں ہم 20 سال پہلے تھے، اے اللہ رمضان المبارک کی اے اللہ جتنے لمحات باقی ہیں اللہ ان کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہم بار بار بیانات میں آتے رہے اور اللہ پاک پورے سال سنتے رہے، اے اللہ پاک ان بیانات میں جو پیغام اور اللہ جو فکر ہمارے سامنے نشر کی جا رہی ہے، اے اللہ اس فکر کو اے اللہ اس پر اب مزید بڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ اس فکر پر اے اللہ پر ترقی کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے الہ العالمین یا اکرم الاکرمین، اے اللہ تو ہمیں حلال رزق نصیب فرما، حلال طیب پاک رزق نصیب فرما، جس سے اللہ ہم اپنے اولاد کی صحیح تربیت کر سکتے ہیں، صحیح پرورش کر سکتے ہیں، اے الہ العالمین یا اکرم الاکرمین، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنی پوری حیات میں جو خیر مانگی ہے اللہ وہ سب خیر ہمیں نصیب فرما، اے اللہ جن شرور سے اللہ حفاظت مانگی ہے اللہ ان سب شرور سے حفاظت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ پا اے اللہ جو کچھ مانگا ہے وہ بھی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ جو کچھ نہیں مانگے لیکن مانگنا چاہیے تھا اے اللہ وہ بھی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ تو ہماری حاجات کو ہم سے بھی زیادہ جانتا ہے، اے اللہ تو ہماری حاجات کو پوری فرما، اے اللہ ہماری حاجات کو پوری فرما، اے اللہ اس ملک میں بھی اے اللہ پاک ہمارے نسلوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ پاک آگے کا زمانہ اور زیادہ فتنے کا زمانہ ہونے والا ہے، لیکن اے اللہ ہمیں اچھی اولاد چھوڑنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما جو اپنی نسلوں کی حفاظت کر سکے، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔